This Q&A episode is presented by Hyundai. Welcome to How Rude Tanneritos. I'm Andrea Barber.
And I'm Jody Sweeten.
We have a very exciting episode for you all. Joining us today will be four Full House fans who have some questions for us, and we're ready to give them the answers.
We can't wait to talk to them face to face, and thanks to Hyundai, we have the opportunity to today.
Ooh, it's exciting.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello, how are y'all?
Good, how are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me. This is really exciting.
Oh my gosh, thanks for being here.
We are so excited to have you on the show today. You are our very first non-Full House like cast or crew guest, and this is so exciting. We're thrilled to have live guests on the show today asking us questions. So welcome, Rachel.
Yeah, this is super exciting for us. This is a first, and we're very excited about this.
Thank you. This makes so much sense for my life.
Oh, good.
Okay. Have y'all seen the questions, or is this a surprise question?
I chose not to see the questions. AB chose to see the questions.
I've seen the questions. I just glanced at them real quick to make sure.
I don't know what they are, so I'm just flying by the seat of my pants. It's sort of indicative of who we are as people.
Yeah, that's our personalities. I got to be prepared.
Right.
Same. I feel very much the same, Andrea. But this is perfect because this is a Jody-specific question.
Oh, okay, great.
Which I felt bad about, but...
No, don't feel bad. This is a good question.
For Jody, I love the Stephanie Michelle Sisters chapter books that came out in the 90s. What You Wore on the Cover, Here Comes the Brand New Me, has like lived in my brain forever with envy. I still like it.
Yes.
Were you aware of the series? Did you do special photo shoots for them? And any other details or feelings that you remember about those books?
Oh boy, the Stephanie books. Well, originally, you know, it was just the Stephanie series that had come out. And Here Comes the Brand New Me with the very Blossom-esque hat and the sweater and like the boots. That was one of my favorite outfits. So I'm so glad that you also loved it and it lives in your brain. Because that was one of my favorite outfits of my like 11, 12 year old life. It was the brown boot. It was just very 90s. It was like the boots with a dress and a big hat with a big flower on it. For those of you who have not seen the cover, we'll post it up to the Instagram stories. But those books were really fun. And I did get to do separate photo shoots for them. With the Schultz brothers, Andrea, who I'm sure you have shot
headshots.
With them.
Yes, yes, like almost all of them were done by the Schultz brothers.
The Schultz brothers were twin brothers who were photographers and they worked in the 80s and 90s. And almost every headshot that you saw was them. They which was what you would bring in on an audition or whatever. But they also shot all of the cover art for all the Stephanie books. There was one where I had a bunch of friends with me. I think it was like the Flamingo Club one or whatever. And those were actually my real friends who came. Mm-hmm. My friend Sarah, who lived across the street. My friend Tia, who I can't remember who else was on the cover of that one. But they were actually like my personal friends. But we would do, those photo shoots I remember were long days though, because it was like we were shooting like 24 covers. So it was 24 different looks. And you were just like, it was like an 8-hour day of just changing and taking pictures and changing and taking pictures and trying to figure out what each book title was and how we could, you know, put a prop in there, a phone or whatever. But then at some point, they continued on the book series, and then they also started the Stephanie and Michelle sister book series. Mm. And we never did any photo shoots for those. If you look at them, they look a little, some of them look, most of them, I think all of the sister books and the later Stephanie books. It's just my head copy and like pasted onto someone else's body. and this was in the days before, like, you know, Photoshop and all of this was really great. So there's definitely some that you look at and you're like, is that head actually attached to the body? Or and it's not, because it's not my head. So those were some weird ones because the books were really successful, but I was now 14 or 15 and was not the age that people had. Like the kids who were reading these books thought of Stephanie as. So they kept shooting like photographs with kids that were more of that age and then just pasting old pictures of my head onto them. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because there were some where you had like shorter hair, which you could tell was probably like a year or so after Full House had gone off the air.
Right.
And someone else in the comment section asked about that too. Because as a little kid, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I get to see what Stephanie looks like now. And I would like imagine Stephanie being older because I could tell like this was Jody older.
Right, right.
And I always felt so rad. I was like, oh, it's continuing.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely, there were some, I think I remember the one you're talking about with the shorter hair. I was a little bit older for that. I think that might've been like the last time we did actual photos for it. And they were like, okay, like now we're keeping Stephanie sort of younger and like in the book series anyway. And so I, you know, at some point stopped looking like Steph, I guess, a little bit.
I start when you are like preteen?
Yeah, yeah, like 11 or something.
Well, I really appreciate you answering my question. A lot of
Absolutely.
People replied. So this was a very popular question. And when I like
okay.
posted it, I was self-conscious because I was like, this is not the kind of question. Like, what if she didn't even remember it? I was like, what if she didn't get paid for that? And she's like, I don't
know. Oh my God. I mean, like, I No, the Stephanie books are like, I have the entire series here. My kid, Zoe, read some of them when she was younger. Yeah, the Stephanie books were a very, very popular series. So I'm always honored. What was your favorite book? Which one was your favorite book out of the series?
It was definitely the Here Comes the Brand New Me, I think, because I could like look at the cover and I like still like to this day, I'm like, besides the hat, I would wear this outfit. It's a really pretty like beige. There's layers, there's like a dress under the dress. I was like, that looks really cute. But it's specifically because like you want to change yourself. And I think you get into trouble. I didn't remember the plot, but I looked it up yesterday. It's like you sneak into the cafeteria and I think you get in trouble. I would have to reread it. But I remember as like a fourth or fifth grader reading it, learning the lesson. Okay, when you get to middle school, don't change yourself. You don't want to get in trouble. Just stay true to who you are.
And like, it's a great lesson.
Took away from it. I was like, cool outfit, but like, just be you.
I'm so happy to know that that was the message that you got.
Yeah, it was like,
and also that the outfit was cute.
Outfit was so cute.
Well, I appreciate that. And I hope that the lesson stuck. I hope Stephanie's lesson of, you know, be yourself was that it really resonated. I love that.
It definitely did. I think I learned that from you in the book and then definitely from like Kimmy over the years too.
That's so awesome. Oh, I love
thank
that.
Thank you so much, Rachel. What an awesome question. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate both of you. This was a really cool experience. I'm going to go be happy now.
You do that. You go be happy, Rachel. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we're so honored that you came and shared a little bit of time with us on How Rude Tanneritos today.
Yeah, well, thank you. This was so awesome. Maybe I'll go listen to the new episode.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Next caller. Next caller is coming in.
Grace.
Hi, Grace. You're here. Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Welcome to How Rude Tanneritos.
So excited.
We're so excited that you're here and that you you joined us today to be our second caller of the day with a question. This is so cool. Wait, tell us how. So you responded to our question on our Instagram page.
Yes.
And provided your own question. And then we just picked you out of the blue and DM'd you. Is that how all of this went down? Okay. I mean, we had a producer behind the scenes involved with this, obviously. But that's so cool. Were you so surprised?
Yes, I was super, super excited. Lots of like really exciting like little things have been happening to me lately. It's amazing.
Good. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Keep the good vibes going.
Yeah, I'm a 20 year childhood cancer survivor. It's 20 years since my last chemo this year. So it's like super duper special.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's very special.
Yeah.
Very
special. There's been just like so much like little like serendipitous moments lately. And this is another thing. It's a dream come true for me.
Wonderful. Oh, that makes me really happy to hear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, tell us your question. What you
got
for us?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. My question was, what has been the most important lesson that you've learned from your characters?
Well, I actually learned a lot from Kimmy Gibbler, but not until I was an adult. because growing up, being a teenager and being like a wacky character like Kimmy was not like the best for my self-esteem growing up.
Right.
I always just thought of myself as a punchline and like, you know, I'm just there for people to make jokes at and poke fun at and for the Tanners to yell at to go home, you know. But then, you know, as the decades went on and the show Full House ended and we were getting ready to go back to do Fuller House, I started hearing from a lot of fans about what Kimmy Gibbler meant to them when they were growing up watching Full House. And they really appreciated how Kimmy Gibbler taught them that it's okay to be different. And that sort of blew my mind that I kept hearing this over and over again. And I'm like, you know what? There's a bigger lesson here. Kimmy Gibbler wasn't just a punchline. She was unapologetically herself. You know, she was wacky. She marched to the beat of her own drum. She wore crazy clothing and she didn't care. Like she wasn't insecure about it. Like I, as the actor, was insecure to wear those clothing, but Kimmy was not. You know, she was very proud to be herself. There was a lot of self-love with Kimmy. And I think that's a great lesson in that you don't have to fit in with the popular crowd. You don't have to have the latest trendy clothing to wear. You know, as long as you just are yourself, it's okay to be weird. You know, being weird is kind of like your superpower. And that was a great lesson for me. And just to know that I wasn't just a punchline. I wasn't there just to be the comedic relief. You know, I was there also to show people that it's okay to be different. And that's what I think.
Yeah, Kimmy was ahead of her time in that regard, in that sort of like self-acceptance, that radical self-acceptance of like, this is just who I am.
Yeah.
And I love that about Kimmy.
Oh, I do too. I do too. And it's rare to see teenage girls portrayed like that, you know, just unabashed self-confidence.
Right.
Even though she's so crazy. You know, she's got an ostrich in her backyard, but she's just like, this is normal. Like, why would this be weird? So, yeah, no, I think it's very admirable to write a teenage girl that way. You don't see it very often. So I'm very honored to have played her.
Oh. Yeah. Let's see. One of the lessons from Steph. I will say also Steph, I think she was her own person in a lot of ways, but I think the really like one of the things I loved about Steph is that she wasn't perfect. Like Stephanie would find herself in trouble. Stephanie would kind of make choices that weren't the best or she I think was a very real representation of some of the things that you're faced with growing up. And she, I think Steph always like made the right choice at the end. You know what I mean? She kind of struggled and she wanted to fit in, but Steph always kind of also marched to the beat of her own drum and really stood up for herself. And Stephanie also, like, she didn't take anybody's nonsense. You know what I mean? She had a little sass and she'd let you know it. And I always appreciated that about her because Steph, you know, she wasn't gonna take anybody's crap from the time she was, you know, a little kid when we first met her at 5 until, you know, the end seasons of Fuller House. Steph was always kind of not the voice of reason necessarily, but the one that was always pointing out everyone's like, you guys, this is ridiculous. yeah. And I liked that about
the Greek
her,
so. Chorus. Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of the Greek chorus. Exactly. Steph was always the one that was like, does anyone else see this as ridiculous? But yeah, she was a very fun character to play. So I think if people, you know, learn from Kimmy always to be yourself and learn from Steph to, you know, not take anybody's crap. I think those are two pretty important lessons.
And I think it's also important to realize through Stephanie that it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. Like even though, like you said, Stephanie wasn't perfect, but as long as you learn the lesson with the violins playing in the background at the end of 22 minutes, then that's okay.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's a great question.
Yeah, that was awesome. A really good question, Grace.
Yeah. So happy that you came on our show and got to be part of
How
Rude Tanneritos.
I'm so glad we were one more wonderful serendipitous event in what is looking like a very happy year for you.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much. I love you so much.
Of course, Grace.
And we love you too, Grace.
Thank you.
That was so fun.
That was really, it's fun having the guests on. I love this.
I like it. Yeah. This Q&A episode is presented by Hyundai.
Melissa.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hi. Welcome to How Rude, Tanneritos.
How are you? So nice to meet you.
so nice to meet you too. You're part of the She-Wolf pack here.
Oh my gosh.
Another day on How Rude.
Thrilled. This is so cool.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that we are getting to have actual listeners on the show today. It's really fun getting to hear from people who are enjoying the show.
Oh yeah.
It's so cool.
Even my kids are huge fans of the podcast, but we are all huge fans of the shows, like lifetime fans since I was 5. So this is like
amazing.
My dream. Like I've got all the books I pulled out of their bed.
Yes. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Everyone always said I was Stephanie. So like, Jody, this is like a dream for me.
I can see
it. You got the blonde hair. Yep.
Were you a middle child as well?
No, I was the oldest.
Okay. Okay, got it.
But I have a middle now, so I get it.
How many kids do you have?
I have 3 boys.
3 boys? Okay. Oh,
so
wow.
They relate to like the Fuller House boys now, right?
I bet, right, yeah.
The He-Wolf
they're like,
pack.
I'm Jackson. I'm, you know, like that kind of thing. So it's cool for them.
I love that, you know, a whole new generation gets to watch the show.
Oh, yeah. We all love it. I got my littlest started on Full. Like, he still cries at the episode when Uncle Jesse moves out. Like, he's in here. The oldest, the 10-year-old, is still, like,
emotional,
and they all love it. So I told them I was going to do this today, and they were like, can we please miss school and be on with you?
Oh.
I was
like, no, this is mom's treat.
Mom's turn.
Well, I'm dying to hear your question, Melissa.
Yes.
What have you brought to us today?
So, well, I have a bunch, but my main question was, how did both of you feel when the show ended? Like, were you ready to move on? Were you devastated? Were you, you know, did it feel too soon? I just kind of wanted to know how both of you felt when that all went down.
I would say, unless you want to go first.
No, go. No, AB, you go.
Okay. I was sad that it was ending, of course. We didn't know we were being canceled until about 3 weeks before we shot the final episode. So it did come as a bit of a surprise. But personally for me, at that phase in my life, I was kind of ready to move on. Like, I was 18 years old. I was actually a freshman in college. I was going part-time because I was also working on Full House. So I was kind of just at that time in my life where I was like, okay, I'm ready to move into the dorm and just be an adult and just be a student and only a student for the first time and not be a student and an actor and hold down a full-time job at the same time. So although I was very sad, like that final taping was really sad. I know there's footage out there of our final curtain call and we're all crying and hugging each other. So that was sad. And of course I was going to miss the people, but as far as the show, I was kind of just, I was ready to move on. Never thinking that we would come back 30 years later and do a Fuller House. But yeah, I transitioned pretty well into college life, moved right into the dorms. Actually, I think there was some overlap, between when I moved into the dorm and taping those final few episodes. So yeah, I was ready to move on, ready for college life, ready to be an adult. And as you know, that was my last job. I was done. I sort of quit Hollywood at that point as an 18-year-old, never thinking I would come back to it at the age of 40. So yeah, does that make sense? So yeah, emotionally, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss these people. But professionally, I was like, okay, I've been there, done that, ready to move on. And that was a spectacular transition for me. Good timing. What about you, Jodes?
Honestly, I think it was really hard on me at the time, and I think only as time has gone have I realized just how hard that was on me. Just because, I mean, I guess we'll just get into some deep answers here, but but I think a lot of it also had to do with like my attachment issues and being adopted and like that sense of finding family and, you know what I mean? And sort of always having that be that fear of losing the people that you love or disconnecting from them. And I think at that moment in my life, I was 13. I was just starting. I was like finishing middle school. I didn't really know who I was. I was trying to figure it out. I knew that I wasn't Stephanie, but that's all I had ever been. You know, I honestly, for me, I think it was, I was glad that I was able to kind of like Andrea start high school and be like just a student and do that, even though I was still working kind of here and there. But I think it was a pretty rough adjustment for me just given the time period that I was at in my life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That, you know, that end of middle school, early high school, who the hell am I? What do I want to be? What do I want to become? And then there were, you know, layers on that. There was layers that had nothing to do with being on television. And then there were, you know, there was that sort of layer added to it as well. So yeah, it was a really hard adjustment. And it was also all I'd really ever known. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started the show when I was 5, when I started school. I never had a school experience outside of being on the show. So it also felt kind of like everything that was known and familiar was suddenly gone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah, so it was, I you know, and it, I think at the time I was like, no, I'm okay. I mean, I'm a little sad, you know, it's fine. But like now I look back on it and it really, I think it really affected me. And it was a really big loss at a kind of pivotal moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and like Andrea said, then getting back to come back and do Fuller was this sense of coming back to heal something,
mm-hmm.
and to sort of remember that, you know, goodbyes aren't always forever. And just that things change, but that they also can come back around, and like kind of the beauty in that too. And getting to know that like all of the life that had happened in between, and now I get to come back and enjoy it in a different way. So yeah, the ending of the show was a struggle for me, but I think it really, in a lot of ways, has helped me to figure out who I was outside of Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, it kind of came at that right time. So anyway, so that's my long and dramatic answer.
That was great. No, that was really great.
You were excited for Fuller then? Like Fuller was something you were like looking forward to doing. It wasn't like,
oh yeah. Oh, I mean, we were involved in pitching it from the beginning. Okay. We were in all the pitch meetings and stuff. Me, Candace, Andrea, John Stamos, Jeff Franklin, and Bob Boyette were going in, and we were the ones pitching the show.
Awesome.
So we knew it was coming. We were really excited about it. We were pitching it and it hadn't quite started yet. So it was like, oh, maybe it's not, maybe it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just all... it all fell into place.
That's I think
all,
it yeah. finally hit us when we walked onto the set for the first time. And we, you know, they were still kind of building it. But walking through that set, we're like, okay, now it's real. Like, it's like walking into your childhood bedroom again. And you're like,
yeah.
wow,
yeah,
the memories come flooding back. And I think because we were adults by that point, we'd realize just how fleeting this is, you know, just how special this show is and how special the people are that are involved in the show. And I know for myself, I won't speak for Jody, but for me, I just had such a deeper appreciation for getting to do it again, you know, for the childhood that I had and then for getting to be able to, do it again.
It's like getting to go back and do the thing that your parents were like, oh, you know, you would have such a different understanding of this when you're an adult. You know what I mean? Like, and we got to kind of go back and do that and be like, wow, this really was pretty cool. And was really special, you know? So, anyway, what a great question, Melissa.
Well, it came back at a time, too, when so many of the original people who watched the show are now having their own kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You can share that with art. Like, my kids watched Full House, but now Fuller House is kind of their thing, right?
Right.
They have that, which is so neat for, like, both of us, you know, as parent and child to experience that.
Yeah.
Thank you for answering that. That was
absolutely.
That was such a good question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of many, but that was one of my burning ones I had to ask.
One of your burning ones. Well, it was a great question, Melissa. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Yeah. We really appreciate it. And so happy to know that we have generations of fans in your household.
Oh, yes. And it will continue on and on.
Give the boys a big hug from us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you so much. It was amazing chatting with both of you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Welcome to How Rude Tanneritos.
Well, thank you.
So happy you're here.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Are you a longtime fan of Full House, or have you recently discovered the show and our podcast?
I've listened to the podcast since the beginning. You know, I've been a fan of Jody's other podcasts that she's done, and just hilarity of parenting mishaps and misfortunes. And, you know, then Fuller House came about, and then I kind of got back into everything.
Great.
Nice.
Excited to hear what your question is for us today, Scott. What do you got?
So my question for the both of you is, if you could go back into Full House history and change something, whether it's a character trait, a storyline, or even something, you know, behind the scenes, what would that change be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't think I would change anything about Kimmy Gibbler because she's so fantastic just as is. But I wish we had been able to see her family. Like, I wish we could have met the Gibblers. Like, I know we meet Jimmy in Fuller House, but in Full House, I wish we could have seen her house or met her parents.
Well, we saw the Gibbler house in Fuller.
In Fuller, we did, right, yes. But not in Full House.
We saw the ostrich in the backyard, but that was about it.
We saw the ostrich. Yeah, we just saw the fence, and that was...
Which then implied that you were our behind the house neighbor, not our next door neighbor, but that's...
I know.
That's a question of physics. I'm not going to get into.
That's the eternal question. Is Kimmy on the right or the left or behind?
Was she everywhere? The Gibblers were surrounding the Tanners. That's why they didn't like them.
Yeah. She bought every house on the block. Exactly.
Gibblers were very impressive people.
Yeah, I always thought if I could cast Mr. and Mrs. Gibbler, I would cast, this is such a pipe dream, but I would cast Martin Short as Mr. Gibbler and Jane Lynch as Mrs. Gibbler. Can you imagine? Like that would be the dream.
Brilliant casting. They would be hysterical. I'm picturing the two of them together.
Yes, just married together.
Ridiculous.
Oh,
that's good.
It would be It'd be fantastic. So that's what I would change. I would just change. I would want to meet the Gibbler parents. And I wish there had been just a couple more episodes. Kind of like the sweet 16, Kimmy's 16th birthday that DJ forgot because she was dating Steve. I wish there had been more like emotional beats for Kimmy. Mm. Like that was the only episode where we really saw her have any layers other than just like a punchline. And so, I wish I'd gotten to like kind of stretch a little bit more and have a little bit more. Yeah. Just those emotional beats. A little more character development. I would have loved that. And that's what was so great about Fuller is that I finally got to have those moments and see what Kimmy was like as a deeper person.
Yeah.
But
that scene you had with Dave, with Joey at the, what was it? The engagement dinner something?
The engagement dinner. Yeah. That was the last season.
And you were talking about your crazy family and he's talking about his. And like, that was such a great scene and a great moment. I really did enjoy that.
I loved that scene, and I loved that our characters connected over our terrible childhoods, our terrible home lives, and that's why we found family in the Tanner family. And I think a lot of viewers can relate to that, too, even if you don't have your own Gibbler-type people at home. You know, you can relate to wanting to belong to another family. So, that's what I would change.
We can all relate to that sometimes. gosh. What's one thing I would change? I feel like Steph's friendships were always a little, like she had Gia for a little bit and Harry for a little bit, but I always felt like Steph kind of, I don't know, she was always in DJ's business, but I felt like it would have been nice to see like Steph with her friend a little bit. Maybe that's just me being jealous because DJ had Kimmy and Steph was, you know.
Yeah, you needed your own.
I needed
Kimmy
my own companion. It was just middle child syndrome. I felt forgotten.
Right? Jeez, wow.
Oh, yeah. I know what I'd change. The pink bunnies. Okay, that's the hill I'm gonna die on. The pink bunnies.
Oh, what?
The episode where Jesse moves out, which I think one of our other callers alluded to. The episode where Jesse moves out. He moves out, and doesn't Michelle give him the framed pink bunny, right?
Yes, yes.
Those
right.
were my bunnies that my mom that wasn't cut out for my wall when he took my room. And I always was a little bitter that the pink bunny storyline happened between Jesse and Michelle because those were Steph's bunnies that her mom, Jesse's sister, I mean, technically, you know, also Michelle's mom and sister, whatever. But like I just felt like
those were your bunnies.
Those were my bunnies. So that's the one thing I feel like I would have liked to have had. I know that it was because probably Michelle was younger and that was kind of the story. But those were my bunnies.
Well, that's a major oversight that the writers botched that one.
That's one little thing that I'd like to change.
Let's go back and reshoot that episode right now. You know, it's easy.
Exactly. I mean, with AI now, we can do anything. All right, like, well, that was a great question, Scott. Yeah. I loved having to think about that. I was like, wait, what would I?
Yeah. What's one thing you would change, Scott? Let's turn it around. What would you change about anything? It doesn't have to be about us. Any storyline, any character?
It's a storyline and character. I actually did think of if I could change something.
Okay.
Oh.
Since the Tanner girls lost their mom, I was thinking to make Kimmy's character more relatable to DJ. Maybe she could lose her dad. And then we get introduced to Mrs. Gibbler, a character, Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch, yeah.
And then maybe she starts a relationship with Joey. And then that kind of builds on the Tanner Gibbler dynamic.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been an interesting turn of events. I like the these little bits
plot
of fan fiction, what would happen if moments. I love it.
I could see Dave with Jane Lynch. That would be a great pairing.
Dave would have.
Would be so funny.
Now I'm a step parent to Kimmy, who, you know, we all kind of feel is the annoying neighbor girl, but, you know, not that you were an annoying neighbor, but.
Oh, that was the character.
I don't take that personally. Yeah, I don't think that's compliment. That means I did
my
job.
Not an indictment. Yeah. That was actually, you did it well.
And then Kimmy could have moved into the full house a lot sooner than, you know, 30 years later with Fuller House. I could have moved right in.
Oh, I was going to say, but then is it weird when Steph marries Jimmy? But I was like, no, because Joey isn't related. So that doesn't,
That's not weird.
I mean, you that's had our baby. That's not, I mean, if that is not weird, then Joey is a non-issue.
Okay, that's what I would change. Okay. I know they're going off. I would change, in Fuller House, I hope I don't offend you, Jody, but I would not have made Stephanie pregnant in the final scene, in the final episode. That is an insult to women everywhere who have battled infertility. That's an insult to me. I carried that damn baby for 9 months and a birthday.
I honestly agree. I really did not think that Steph needed to be pregnant at the end. Either because I thought that the story of the IVF journey was so incredibly important and something really neat to tell. And I don't think it needed to be topped off with like, but now here's a real baby. You know what I mean? Like that sort of was kind of how, I don't know. That was.
It cheapened that whole storyline.
Yeah, but I agree. I would have Plus I think Stephanie really is, she's an only child kind of parent, you know. It's, yeah.
Oh, okay. One and done.
Yeah, I know Steph. Steph is.
She only has so much patience.
How much room is there in that RV? You know, you got a baby and a Gibbler and a Tanner and presumably my DJ equipment. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what's happening? So.
Okay, well, we'll retcon that storyline.
Yes. Well, I've got an entire new series of books ready to go now based on Joey marrying Jane Lynch / Mrs. Gibbler.
And Martin Short has passed away as Mr. Gibbler. I'm here for this.
Pitching a show next week. Right. The expanded Full House.
We'll give you credit. Universe. We'll give you credit.
Credit
to Scott.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. That was such a great question. I really made us think. I enjoyed that.
That was so cool. So happy to have you on the show today.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much for joining us for this really fun episode today, our little mini-sode, which was brought to you by Hyundai, our Q&A episode. Thanks so much for submitting your questions. And if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can check us out at How Rude Podcast. Mm. Make sure you email us so we can get more questions and do more fun mini-sodes. You can email us at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. And make sure you're liking and subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening to it so that you can get the newest episodes as soon as they come out. And remember, join us next time because the house is no.
It's been a while.
It's been over a month.
You're rusty.
The world is small and the house is full. There
you go. You're back, right back in the saddle. Right back in it.
It's close.
You may be falling off and hanging on for dear life, but you're sort of back in the saddle.
Right. I'm riding the horse sideways right now, but I'm still on.